Finally, I have some thoughts about what we've been hearing in the presidential campaign so far. As we've mentioned, I went to both the Democratic and Republican conventions, and if you heard my remarks on NPR's late-night coverage, then you know that I was impressed by the acceptance speeches given by both Barack Obama and John McCain. Both featured practical proposals to solve the nation's problems, as well as soaring appeals to our better selves. But there was one line in John McCain's speech in particular that got my attention, where he said that education is the civil rights issue of this century. Now, that really made me sit up and take notice, because that's an argument that civil rights leaders like John Payton of the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund have been making for some time now. And I would add that our current president, George W. Bush, has been saying much the same thing for the last 8 years, since he started talking about ending the soft bigotry of low expectations, and he pledged that his administration would be dedicated to making sure that all kids in this country get a first-rate education, no matter where they live or what color they are. Which is why it is so interesting to me that at the same Republican convention and in the days since then, we find the Republicans determined to use Barack Obama's education against him, that he's being ridiculed as a lightweight snob by no less than Republican convention keynote speaker Rudy Giuliani and vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin. Giuliani pointed out that Obama had gotten a fine education before he sneeringly noted that Obama then went to work as a horrors community organizer. Now, aren't these the same people who have been telling poor people in general, and black people in particular, that their problem these past few decades is not discrimination, it's education, and closing the achievement gap is the key to solving their problems? But now that there's a black man who has actually done that, who's not just survived but thrived according to their rules, they want to trash his accomplishments. Why not just come out and say what so many surly, depressed, underachieving kids in the cafeteria have been saying for years to bright black kids who speak standard English and want to be somebody? You must think you're white. And while we're on the subject, aren't these the same people who've been telling poor people in general and black people in particular that government is not going to save you, that you have to learn to do for self, that you have to take responsibility for your communities and your families and show up and participate in society? Now that you have somebody who has actually done that, worked outside of government, teaching and encouraging people to do things as simple as go to PTA meetings, these Republican standard bearers want to mock and demean that work. What happened to the 1,000 points of light, the brainchild of another Republican president, George H.W. Bush? But, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. There's an election to win. Can I just tell you, I get it. This isn't the first time somebody has tried to win ugly with the promise of governing pretty. And I'm not worried about Barack Obama and his feelings, although I'm sure he has some. I'm worried about all those angry black, brown, and yes, white boys who've been turned off to studying, who've gotten the message that it isn't cool to be smart, that if you hit those books and speak well and try to aim high and bring others with you, you are a punk and you can expect to be ridiculed and treated like a freak. Of course, Giuliani and company don't use that word. They like the E word, elitist, which is pretty rich, coming from a former civil servant turned multimillionaire consultant. Maybe they think that what happens in a campaign stays in a campaign, but it doesn't. As any parent knows or should know, kids are watching and listening all the time. Criticize Obama's politics if you want. Say he's too liberal, his ideas won't work, he's too young. But spare me the elitist rap. The kids in my neighborhood are listening, and I want for them what I, Obama, Giuliani, and John McCain and the crew already have, an education. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.